السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson, continuing from Surah Al-An'am, starting from ayah number 37, and then today's lesson is going to be until ayah number 42. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then inshallah move on to the analysis of the tajweed in these ayahs. Let's go ahead and begin recitation from ayah number 37. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا لولا نزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله قادر على أن ينزل آية ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون والذين كذبوا بآياتنا صم وبكم في الظلمات من يشأ الله يضلله ومن يشأ يجعله على صراط مستقيم قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله أو أتتكم الساعة أغير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. Inshallah, that is our lesson. Ayah number 37 to ayah number 42. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning from ayah number 37 to look at our analysis of these ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا لولا نزل عليه آية. So we begin here with a heavy letter in the letter قاف. This is a permanently heavy letter and then this is going to be a two count med. قا لو, this is again going to be a two count med. So we have قا is two, لو is two. لولا, لو, this is مدلين, مدن ما, one and a half. لا, this is going to be a two count med. نزل, Zay here is going to have a shadda, and it is going to have a bit of a buzzing sound. It is going to have safir, meaning that as you say this letter, you are going to emphasize that buzzing, especially because it does have a shadda on top as well. Nuzzila. So give it a bit of that buzz. You should feel it kind of vibrating at the tip of your mouth and along your teeth. Alayhi ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, so make sure that you do have a bit of that constraint, a bit of that pressure on the middle of your throat. Alayhi, this is madlin, again madad ma, 1.5. Ayatun, this is going to be a 2 count. This is mad badil because we see that the hamza is coming before the alif. This is a 2 count mad. You can put a little 2 underneath if you like as a reminder. Ayatun min, here this is a idgham mad. We see that there is that sign of tanween followed by the letter meem, which is part of yarmalun. Specifically, it is part of yanmu, which is idgham with ghunna. So here we are going to merge both of these together. And then in that same word, mir rabbihi, this is going to be again idgham, but this time it is going to be without ghunna. So the letters of idgham, as was mentioned, are the letters yarmalun, ya ra mim lam waw nun. And if it is part of yanmu, ya nun mim waw, it is going to be with ghunna, meaning that you will hear that nun sound and you will bring it up into the nose. And if it is lam or ra, then there is going to be no idgham, meaning that you are going to merge this right away together. So here there is going to be no nun sound. You will not bring it up into the nose. Instead, you are going to drop that nun completely and just move straight to the ra. So the first is going to be with ghunna, ayatum. Now you can hear that going up into the nose. And the second one is without ghunna, meaning that you will not pronounce this nun sound at all. Mir rabbi, mir rabbi. So you don't really hear that nun sound and you are not going to be bringing this up into the nose. Instead, you will merge that straight into the letter ra. Mir rabbihi, ra here is also going to be heavy. This is because this is a heavy letter when it has a fatha. So ra is, as we covered, sometimes heavy, sometimes light. But in this case, because it has a fatha, it is going to be heavy. Mir rabbih, because I have stopped here, I'm going to give that ha a sukun. And then anytime we stop on a ha with sukun, we want to make sure that we give it proper hams, meaning that you are giving it proper air. And this air is going to be from closer to the chest. Rabbih. So it's going to be closer from the chest and it's going to be a breathy or kind of like a sigh. So we do want to make sure that we give it some air. Otherwise, it is possible that we will drop this ha and not be able to hear it. For example, if we say rabbi, no, you don't hear that ha at all. So make sure you give it a little bit of air, rabbi. So you can hear that there is that ha and I have given this a sukun. Qul, qaf here is heavy, lam has tawassut. So I am going to rest on this for a moment. Qul inna allaha. Noon has a shadda, so this is going to be a letter of ghunna, meaning that I am going to spend a bit of time on the ghunna of this letter, and then I will merge this with the name of Allah, and it is going to be heavy here because the letter before has a fatha. Inna allaha, and then here lam is going to be heavy, and then qadirun, qaf here is also heavy. This is a permanently heavy letter. Qadirun, ra is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Ala, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then here this is going to be a 4 count mat. Qadirun ala an. And then here this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. We see that mad and the hamza are in 2 separate words. So this is mad ja'iz, 4 count mat. Ayn yunazzila. This is a, again, an idgham. It is yanmu, so it is going to be idgham with ghunna. You are merging that noon with the ya and then bringing it up into the nose. Ayyunazzila ayah. This is mad badal. Hamza comes before the alif. This is a 2 count mad. Ayatawwa. This is going to be idgham. And then we are going to merge this together again with the letter waw. Walakinna la, this is a 2 count mad. Kinna, noon here has a shadda, so I will spend a little bit of time saying this noon. Walakinna, so spend a bit of time. Aktharahum, here kaf has hams, meaning that after you have pronounced this letter with a sukun, there is going to be a little bit of air coming out after you have stopped on this letter. Ak, ak. So give it a little bit of air, otherwise it is possible that you will not be able to hear that gaf when you have given it a sukun. And then akthara, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Aktharahum, mim has tawassut. La, this is a 2 count mad. Ya'alamun, ayn is going to have tawassut as well, so spend a little bit of time on this. And then we end here on a 4 count mad'arid lisukun. Wama, this is a two count mad. Min daba, this is going to be ikhfa. We see that dal is not part of any of the other rules. It is not part of idgham or iqlab or idhar. So here it is going to be ikhfa, meaning that we are going to hide the noon sakin within the makhraj of the letter dal. And here this is going to be a four count mad in daba. But we see that the letter after has a shadda. So now instead of four counts, this will be a six count mad. So anytime we see that there is a four count mad followed by a letter with shadda, this will get turned into a six count mad. Now this is mad lazim. Also, we learned that anytime there is a six count mad or a mad followed by the letter shadda, then we are going to raise the voice a little bit on the letter of shadda. This is known as nabr. So we are going to say that six count med, and then as we move on to the next letter with shadda, we will raise our voice a little bit. So we will say dabba. So you can hear I raised my voice a little bit on the ba. I gave it a little bit more pressure, a little bit more emphasis. The reason for this is that we don't want to drop this shadda. We want to make sure that shadda is very audible. If we do not do this, then it will sound as if the ba has a sukoon. Da ba. Now you don't hear that shadda, so we do want to make sure that there is proper shadda on this letter. Da ba. So give it a bit of emphasis, and then also make sure you raise your voice a little bit to give it nabr. And then again, this is a six count med, so you can put a little six underneath as a reminder. Fil ardi, lam has the wasut, ra has the wasut. Ra in this case is going to be heavy, and then dad is heavy as well. Wala, this is a two count med. Ta'irin, this is going to be a four count med. This is med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. And then there is a tanween followed by the letter ya. So this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Ta'irin yatiru. Ta is going to be heavy. Again, ra here is heavy. And then ti, this is a two count med. Bijana hayhi. Bijana, two count, hai madlin, he is going to be from the lower throat. So we have two types of ha here. The first one is from the middle throat, and then the second one is going to be from the lower throat. Bijana, hai, he. So say it from the middle throat and then move down towards the chest. Hai, he. So make sure that both of these do sound different. They are not the same letter. Illa, this is going to be a four count med. This is madja is munfasil. The med and the hamza are within different words. Umamun, here this is idhar because the noon sound, the noon sakin or the tanween is followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. Umamun amthalukum. So noon sound is going to be very clear here. Mim has tawassut, tha, this is a two count med, and then kum, mim has another tawassut here. Ma farratana, ma is a two count med. Farratana, ra is going to be heavy. Ta is also going to be heavy. Noon is going to be a two count med. Farratana, fil kitabi, lam has tawassut, ta, this is a two count med. Min shay, this is going to be ikhfa. And then here, because I am stopping on a letter with hamza, I'm going to give it a bit of a jerk. I am going to abruptly stop that sound and give it some jahar. Min shay. So you hear that I am abruptly stopping that sound and bringing it up into the throat. And this is to make sure that hamza is audible. If I do not do this, that hamza is not going to be audible. Min shay. I don't hear that hamza, so give it some jerk. Min shay. A little bit of that is going to make this very audible. If you are not stopping here and you are continuing, then you don't need to do this. You can just say that tanween and just continue. But because I have stopped here, I will give this hamza the proper slifat that is required so that it is audible. Thumma ila rabbihim yuhsharun. Thumma mim has shadda, so I will give it a little bit of emphasis, a little bit of time to say this letter fully with ghunna. Ila, this is going to be a two count med. Rabbihim, ra is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. Yuhsharun, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then ra is heavy. Walladina kadhabu, the, this is a two count med. Kadhabu, that is going to have a shadda. Kadhabu, this is a two count med. Bi'a, two count. Ya, two med. Dina, two count. So all of these are two count meds. And then this is going to be med badil because we see the hamza and the alif. The hamza is coming before the alif, so this is med badil. Summun, sad is going to be heavy, and then here we are merging these together with idgham. Summu wa bukmu fi dhulumat. Bukmu fi, this is going to be idhar. في الظلمات, الله is going to be heavy. ما is a two count mad. And then that has humps when we end here. ظلمات. Make sure you give it a little bit of air after. May, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Yasha illahu, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has kasra. Yudlilhu, dad is going to be heavy. Dad does not have qalqala, so make sure you are not bouncing on this. Instead, just merely spread that sound throughout the mouth. Yud, yud. So don't give it any bounce because it is not a letter of qalqala. Yudlilhu, lam is going to have to wasut, rest on this. وَمَن يَشَأ, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. يَشَأ, hamza here has a sukoon, so I am going to give it jahar, abruptly kind of stop that sound as it comes out of the throat. يَجَعَلْهُ, jim is going to have a bounce because it has qalqala, it's part of qutub jad. Make sure you give it some of that bounce. يَجَعَلْهُ, ayn from the middle of the throat, lam has tawassut, so rest on this. عَلَى, this is a two count med. صِرَات, صَاد is heavy, ra is heavy, and this is a two count med. طِن, ta is also heavy. صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيم, this is idgham with ghunna. Seen has safir, has a little bit of that whistling. Mustaqim, qaf is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a four count. Mad'arid lissukun. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy, lam has tawassut. Ara'aytakum, ra is going to be heavy, mim has tawassut. In, this is going to be idhar because the letter after is a letter of the throat, hamza, so I am going to say that noon sound clearly and give it tawassut. In ataakum, this is a two count med, mim has tawassut. Adab, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Adabullahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Aw, madlin. Atatkum, ta is going to have hams. Atatkumus sa'atu, sa is a two count med, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ghayra, Ghain is going to be heavy, and this is Madlin. Ra is going to be heavy, and then because of that, the name Allah is also going to be heavy because it has a fatah. Ghayrullahi, tad'una, dal is going to have qalqala, so give it a bit of that bounce. In kuntum, in, this is going to be ikhfa. In kuntum, and then kuntum, this is ikhfa as well. So first, ikhfa, you are merging into the kaf, or you are hiding this into the makhraj of the kaf. And then the second ikhfa, you are going to hide into the makhraj of the ta. In kuntum, mim has tawassut. Sadiqin, sa is going to be heavy, qaf is going to be heavy as well. And then we end here on a four count, mad'arid lissukun. Bal iyyahu, lam is going to have tawassut. Iyyahu, ya is going to have shadda, so make sure that you are pushing against the roof of your mouth to get a bit of that pressure. Iyyahu, tad'una, dal is going to have qalqala, has a bit of that bounce. Ru, ayn from the middle of the throat. Fayakshifu, kaf is going to have humps, and then here just make sure you give it a little bit of air because it has sukoon. Fayakshifu, ma, to count mad. Tad'una, dal is going to have qalqala. Tad'una ilayhi, madlin, so we are going to give this mad then ma 1.5. Insha'a, this is going to be ikhfa, hide that noon sound within the letter sheen. Sha'a, this is a four count mad, this is mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. Watansawna, this is going to be ikhfa, so this is madlin. Ma, this is a two count mad. Tushrikun, sheen is going to have tafashi, ra is going to be light, and then we end here on a four count, mad'arid lissukun. Last ayah, walaqad, qaf is going to be heavy, dal has qalqala. Ar-rusalna, ra is going to be heavy, and then this is also going to have tawassut, so roll it around a little bit and spend a bit of time. Ar-rusalna, and then lam has tawassut. Ar-rusalna, this is a four count mad, madja is munfasil because the mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Ila, again, this is a four count, madja is munfasil, mad and hamza are within two separate words, so you can put a little four under both of these. Umamin, here, umamim min, so this is going to be idgham with ghunna, we are going to merge these together. Min qabalik, this is going to be ikhfa, and it is a heavy ikhfa because the letter qaf is heavy. Qabalik, ba here is going to have qalqala, it has a little bit of bounce. Qabalika fa'akhadnahum, kha is going to be heavy, rest on this dal. Fa'akhadnahum, it has rikhawa. Na, this is a two count mad. Akhadnahum bil ba'sa, so we are going to kind of merge this meme within that makhraj of the ba. Bil ba'sa, lam has tawassut. Ba, So this is going to have jahr, so give it a little bit of that sharp jerkiness. بالبأسائي, this is a four count mad. It is mad wajib muttasil. The mad and the hamza are within that same word. بالبأسائي والضرائي, ضاد is going to be heavy, را is going to be heavy as well. This is a four count mad wajib muttasil. The mad and the hamza are within that same word. لعلهم, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. ميم has the وسط. يتضرعون, ضاد is going to be heavy. را is heavy. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four count. مد عارد للسكون. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 37 to ayah number 42. Inshallah, we'll stop here and then move on from the next ayah in our next class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.